Boker Tov, good morning. Okay, today's daf is daf 26, daf Kaf Vav. We left off actually on the middle of the Amud, Kaf Vav on Aleph, but I want to go back just outside and just do a quick recap on yesterday because it's very connected to today's daf. Before I do that, today's class should be for the Refuah, Shalom of all the Cholim, Bichlam, Chemla, Barcham, Chemjan, and Mechem, Kamarif Kasar, Manuim, Shalom, Mosar, Davin, Rachel, Yafa, Badabara, Rifka, the Cholim, Tab, the Serge, Shalom, Mosar, Fram, Nam, Shalom, Hanai, Fram, and Riam, you would have a Fah, and Safar, Rachel, and Hanan, Safar, and Hanan, Son ben Esther, it's Hakman Ali, Akhman of Makali, Shaman, and Fay, Yosef, and the Rashman, Shaman, and Yan, Yosef ben Yafa, Daniel, and Dinas, and the Rashman, and the Rashman, and the Rashman, Cabrera, Shaman, and Hamas, and Nam, Akapa, the Sarah, Shalom, and Shamsim, and Hanna, Vida, and Ifka, and the Asa, Shana, or Navati, Lava, and Ram, Havadina, Vim, Shaman, and Fa, Love Dylan, and Ishma, the Vidman, and the Yam, the other with Prime, Shaman, and Rishael. Was Ben Avraham, Dinamat Aron, Tamar, Muhammad Avraham, Moshe Ben Rafael, the Yahweh, and Sibis Khashim, Moshe, the Masachim, and Abdil Rayon, Deborah Bat Miriam. Okay, so yesterday at the end of the daf, last night, we were talking about the machloket between Rabbah and Rava. And essentially, that machloket is going to be a continuation on today's daf. So if we just go back, we were talking about a concept that Rabbi Akiva opened up to us. Rabbi Akiva said, if a neder was permitted partially, is the neder completely permitted or not? So Rabbi Akiva said yes. And that was the opinion of Beit Hillel. Whereas Beit Shammai says that a neder that is opened, that is annulled partially, is not necessarily completely opened up. And then we had a machloka between Rabbah and Rava. How do you understand that? So Rabbah said that everyone agrees in a case where, right, the guy came and said, all of you people should be asur b'hana'a to eat this, my fruits. And then he realized that his father was amongst them. So if he comes and says, if I would have known my father was amongst you, I would have said that all of you are asur except for my father. So in that case, Rabbah says that both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel hold that everyone is asur except for the father. Where the machloket really applies, according to Rabbah, was if he would have come and said that you are asur and my father is mutar. That's when the machloket Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel would apply. Whereas Rava came and said that no, the other way around. Everyone agrees in a case where if he came and said, if I knew my father was here, I would have said that you are asur and my father is mutar. Everyone agrees, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree in that case, that everyone is mutar. Where is the machloket? Where if he would have come and said that if I knew my father was here, all of you are asur except for my father. So that's when Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. We said that he holds that only the father is mutar, whereas Beit Hillel says that everybody is mutar. That's where we left off. Okay, let's continue. We're on the middle of the Amud on Kavav Amud Aleph. Etive Rafapa la Rava. So Rafapa now has a contradiction on the opinion of Rava that we just brought yesterday. So the Gemara says, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Akiva. How does Rabbi Akiva say, Neder shuhutar miktato hutar kulo? That a neder that was partially permitted is completely permitted. How does he say, where does he say this? So the Gemara says, if he says, Konam she'eni nehene lekulchem. If he takes a neder that he doesn't, I will not benefit from all of you. So the Gemara says, "Hutar echad mehen." If one of them become permitted to him, "Huteru kulam." Then they all become permitted to him. She'enin hene. Okay, then there's another case. If he would have said, "She'enin nehene," there's a girsah change over here. The girsah says, the Bach says, "Laze ve'laze." I will not benefit from this person and that person. Meaning, he doesn't say it as a general everyone. Rather, he's specific now. So case number one was, he says, I will not benefit from all of you. And so the rule is, if one of them he becomes permitted to, so therefore the whole group he becomes permitted to, because neder shehutar miktzato hutar kulo. The second case, he says that you and you are forbidden to benefit, I'm forbidden to benefit from. So then what's the deen? Laze velaze. Hutar harishon. If the first person becomes permitted to him, so huteru kulam. Then everyone becomes permitted to him. Hutar haacharon. If let's say the last person becomes permitted to him, acharon mutar v'kulan osirim. Only the last person would be permitted to him, but everybody before that would be forbidden to him. So now here is where the contradiction on Rava is going to begin. We're going to take the two opinions that we had, Rava and Rava. We're going to show how it works with the opinion of Rava, and show how it does not work with the opinion of Rava. So the Gemara says, Bishlama l'Rava. It makes sense according to the first opinion, Rava. Mokim la le resha, he upholds the resha, the beginning part, the amar, that it's as if someone says, laze velaze. He changes his neder. He comes and says, if I would have known my father was amongst you, I would have said that you and you are asur. Right? That's what the resha would say. Vesefa, in the latter part, would say, the amar le kulchem. to all of you. He changes what he said and said, I would have said all of you are asur except for my father. Right? So let's see the Mefarash. It's very important to see the Mefarash on this. Bishlama de Rabba. Bishlama Rabba. De Amar, it's a long Mefarash, so hold with me. De Bekulchem lo pligi. Everyone agrees that we don't argue. Ela beploni uploni. Unless he says this person and that person. So la kashale. Ach beraita. This beraita is not difficult for him. The mitaretz la resha kesefa vesefa karesha. He can use the resha for the sefa and the sefa for the resha. What does that mean? The katani resha, taught in the beginning part. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, hu teru kulan, that if one person became permitted, everyone becomes permitted. Mayri, he's talking about a case, beheha de perat, in a case where he specifies the specific people. He says, I am not benefiting from this person and from that person. And it's not talking about everyone. But Rabbi Akiva, who, it's following the pin of Rabbi Akiva, who says like Beit Hillel, that's why it meant to say, lo nechleku, where are we arguing? The argument is, ela ba'aiti omer, if I would have said, ploni uploni asurin ve'ava mutar, if he would have come and said, this person and that person is asur, and my father is permitted, in Rabbanan, in that case, if he specified the people would disagree with Rabbi Akiva, because he holds like Beit Shammai, that says that if a neder is partially permitted, it's not completely permitted. And the Seifa de Seifa, the Ketani Kulan Asurin, that which we said that everyone is Asur, Mokila, it's talking about a case that Amar Kulchem, that all of you are Asur, V'divrei HaKoli, it follows all opinions. Debekulchem asurim lo pligi. Everyone agrees in a case where he says, all of you are asur. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, they both agree. The kedamrinan, the kule alma, hecha de kamar kulchem, kulan asurin. Everyone agrees in that case that it would be asur. Vehashta seifa deresha, the tane hutar rishon huteru kulan. And now this beginning part of this last veraita that we're bringing, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says if one person becomes permitted, the whole group becomes permitted. So, lo diek ela le seifa de seifa ked kamar. He only was medayek ela le seifa de seifa for the last of the last part of the baraita, right? So according to Rabbah, this makes sense. He would establish the resha talking about that he's mishanez lashon, and he says instead of like, I would have if I knew my father was here, I would have said you and you and you are asur, and my father is mutar. Whereas the latter part of the baraita would say everyone is asur, and my father is mutar. But now the Gemara asks on the question on Rabbah. According to you, Rava, Bishlama Resha, it makes sense the beginning of the Baraita. Why? Mokim la da amar la kulchem. Because you, what do you, Rava, say? You said, the way the Mefaresh explains it, bekulchem pligi. So you said that the Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are arguing a case where the person comes and says, all of you are asur except for my father. So according to the Resha, Mefaresh says, Bishlama Resha. It makes sense to Resha that Rabbi Akiva said if one of the people in the group becomes permitted, so then everyone becomes permitted to him because he took a neder against everyone. And the Rabbanan disagrees with that. So it makes sense according to the Resha that the Rabbanan disagrees with that. You would establish that it's talking about the Amar Lekulchem. It's talking about to everyone, and the rabbis disagree with Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, if the rabbis disagree with them, you hold like the rabbis. You disagree with them. It's talking to everyone. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, if one person in this, everyone becomes permitted, everyone would be permitted. Rabbanan says, no, only that one person would be permitted. Whereas, flipping the Amud, Ela Seifa, in the latter part of the Mishnah, the Amar, Laze Velaze, if you come and change the Lashon, and you say, oh, if I would have known my father was here, I would have said, this person and that person is Asur, and my father is Mutar. So that case, Rabbi Akivahi, that's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that says that if this person is permitted, if you annulled it for one person, then the whole group is permitted. So if it's following the opinion of Akiva, amai pligi rabbanan alei. Why did the rabbis disagree with it? Right? Look at the mefaresh. Okay, and really, the way the Ran explains it, it's a question. So the seifa damar lazev laze. He says the seifa that he says is talking about for this person and that person. It's asur to you and him. Rabbi Akivai is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So if so, amai pligi rabbanan alei. So why did the rabbis disagree with him? Look at the Mefaresh. Ela Seifa Deresha, the last part of the earlier mission, the Braita. Damar Lazev Lazeh says, for this person, that person is Asur. Hutar, we said, Hutar HaRishon, if the first person becomes permitted, Huteru Kulan, everyone becomes permitted. Kedah Katanila, V'Rabbi Akivai, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. If that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, V'lo Rabbanan, and not the Rabbanan, כדי קטני, כיצד אמר רבי עקיבא וכולי, we said, how did Rabbi Akiva say that the case of if one person becomes permitted, then the whole group is permitted, and we explained that. Umashma de pligi rabbanan ale. So it sounds like the rabbis are disagreeing with him in that case. But why did the rabbis disagree with him? Right? Why would the rabbis disagree with him in such a case? Back to the Gemara. Amai pligi rabbanan ale, veha amar divrei hakol mutar. You said, in the case where the vower, the person who made the neder, changes his lashon, from being, if he knew his father was there, he would have said, this person and that person is Asur and my father's Mutar. You said that everyone agrees over there that he's Mevatel is Neder, and everyone is and everyone would agree, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree that it's Mutar. So if everyone is agreeing it's Mutar, why did the rabbis disagree with Rabbi Akiva over here and say it's Asur? So that's the question. According to Rava, in the Seifa, in the latter part of the Mishnah, where he says that if we change the Lashon to be Lazev Lazev, to this person and that person is Asur, specifying, and the father is Mutar, that the Rabbi Akiva holds this Mutar, and this is following Rabbi Akiva. Why did the rabbis disagree with that, but everyone holds this Mutar? Everyone understand that? The Rabbah makes sense. According to Rabbah, his latter part of explaining the Mishnah, that it goes like Rabbi Akiva. We said that, how do we explain the Mishnah? We said that if one person becomes Mutar, the whole group becomes Mutar. That a neder is partially permitted, is completely permitted. So according to Rava's Seifa, that really is going like Rabbi Akiva. And really, in that case, we said that everyone agrees it's mutar, right? Let's look at the Mefaresh. Right, look at the Mefaresh. Veha amart, hecha da amar haiti omer ploni uploni asurin. In a case where I would have said that this person and that person is asur, kulan mutarin, everyone is permitted. So how can you say that the Rabbanan disagree with the Rabbi Akiva? So back to the Gemara says, Rava now answers this question. Rava says, Amar le Rava le Rava. Rava says, Ule Rava, according to Rava, the first opinion, le Rabbi Akiva minicha, according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Does it make sense? How does it make sense according to Rabbi Akiva? Seifa b'may mokimla. How would he establish the latter part of the Mishnah? Right? There's three parts really. Yeah, if you look at, I think actually there's an art scroll footnote that explains it very nicely. In footnote number 7 on the Amud Aleph, it explains, there's example 1, person says, I will not benefit from any of you. So if one of them is permitted, they're all permitted. Then there's part number 2, which is, I won't benefit from this one and that one. So if the first person is permitted, all of them are permitted. And if the last person is permitted, then only he is permitted, but the previous people are not. These are the three sections of what we're talking about. So he says in the latter part, that last part, that if the last person is permitted, the earlier people are not. How would you establish it? If you say the amar lekulchem, it's talking about a case where he says about the neder is the neder is taking a neder against all of you. So heden hu rishon, heden hu acharon. So then in that case, you said the last part of this segment of this Mishnah is what? If he takes a neder, to not benefit from all of you. If he takes a neder, not to benefit from you, 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 and you. If the last person becomes permitted, so only he's permitted, the previous people are not. But if the first person becomes permitted, they're all permitted. But if you say, I'm taking a neder from everyone, there is no specific person. So how can you say the first and the last? There is no first and the last. I'm taking a neder from all of you. Who's first? Who's last? There is no first and last. So that's his question on Rabbah. According to Rabbah, on the latter part of the second of the Mishnah, how can he explain this? Because if he says, Lekulchem, he's talking neder from all of you, there is no, Hedin Hurishon, Hedin Acharon. Where is the first person? Where is the last person? There is no first and last. So Ella, what do we have to say? Resha, the first part explanation is, how do we explain it? Explain the Mishnah. The Amar Lekulchem. We explain the first part by saying, he's taking a neder from all of you. And both Rabbah and Rava agree on that. Both Rabbah and Rava agree that the first part explanation is referring to he's taking a neder from everyone. V'seifa, in the latter part of the Mishnah, how do we explain it? Kegon she'telaan ze baze. He is tying each person to one another. And he says, ve'amar ploni keploni, uploni keploni. He says, he takes a neder from you, and he says, you're number one, and number two should be like you. And number 3 should be not like number 2. And number 4 should be not like number 3. And so on and so forth. So now each person is dependent on the one before them. So if he becomes permitted, everyone's permitted. If he becomes permitted, they're permitted, but he's not. Right? If number 2 is permitted, 2 to 4 is permitted, but 1 is not. If 3 is permitted, 3 and 4 are permitted, but 1 and 2 are not. Because it's all dependent on the previous people before them. So that's the neder that they take. And how can we derive, how can we prove this more? Look at Vidaika Nami, the Gemara says, and even more you can derive this. The Katane, I think it should say the Katane, or Ditnan. There's many different Girsaot on this Amud, but Ditnan is on the Mishnah. Hutar ha'emtza'i. If the person in the middle, let's say number two, becomes permitted, Hemenu ulmata mutarin, from him and on and down, 2, 3, 4 are permitted, 2 and 3 are permitted, ulmala asurin, but number one is still asur. If I take a nether against you, 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, and 2 is asur like 1, 3 is asur like 2, 4 is asur like 3. So if 2 becomes permitted, 2 to 4 are all permitted, but only 1 is still asur.
Only
this number 1 is still asur. So that's a derivation from our Mishnah, that this is really the rule, and how they would explain it.
Like a chain, you break the chain.
Exactly.
Like a domino reaction. You start the domino order from the middle.
Exactly.
Right, and look at the Ran. The Ran says, Kilomar Vesefa, the Dibor Matchil Vesefa, Kilomar Metziata Ubatraita Vishutalan Ze Baze. It's towards the middle of the Ran. Ella Diladidi Resha Bema'amid, he says, Rava says, according to me, it's talking about the Ma'amid. I'm keeping the same case. Ula Rabba Bimishane, Rava is talking about a case where he is Mishane's Dibor. He says, oh, if I would have known my father was there, I would have said something different. So Rabba explains that it would have said something different, whereas Rava says I would keep it the same. The person would have said the same thing. Now here's where the real juice comes out. We have a contradiction now. Etive Ravada bar Rava le Rava. Ravada bar Rava has another kushya. We have another kushya on Rava. If we say konam batzel shani tohem, he takes a nether on this batzal, this onion that he is tasting. He says, I have this onion in front of me, take a nether not to eat any more of this onion. So the Gemara says, Shabbat, only in a case where he says, if the onion, shabbatzal, ra laliv, is bad for the heart. If let's say I say the onion, I'm taking a nether from this onion because I know this onion is bad for my heart. So in that case, if let's say there's an onion that is not bad for the heart, that's good for the heart, then that wouldn't fall into this category. That would annul his nether, essentially. So what happens? The Gemara comes and says, Amrullah, they come and tell him, Vahaloha kufri yafel alev. This kufri onion, what's a kufri onion? It's the name of a place.
That is completely ripe.
So right, exactly. Some say that it's a name of a place. So it's from this name of a certain place. So it's a kufri onion that's actually good for the heart. Yafel alev. So hutar ba kufri, if let's say he becomes permitted from the kufri onion, because that's good for the heart, so if that's exactly what happened. He becomes permitted by the kufri because that's not included in the category of what is asur to him.
Only the kufri.
So the Gemara says, velo ba kufri bilvad, not only the kufri onion. Hutar says hutar, ela bechol avitzalim, all onions he becomes permitted. So because of the fact that there's a good onion, that one good onion would actually permit him, and therefore that from that one good onion, all onions are permitted. What's that din? Neder shutar miksato hutar kulo.
That's only if it's proven that
it's good for the heart.
It's proven. Not just because someone
right. Oh, so let's see. Ma'aseh haya, there was an incident that this happened. V'itiro Rabbi Meir, b'chol abet salim. And Rabbi Meir permitted the guy to eat all onions. Why? Because this is one good onion for the heart. So the Gemara says, my love, what's the case here? Is it not saying the Amar that he says, Ilu hayiti yodea, if I would have known Shaha Kufri Yafel Alev, that this Kufri onion is good for the heart, Hayiti Omer, I would have said, Vekola Betsalim Asurin ve Kufri Mutar. I would have said all onions are Asur and the Kufri is Mutar. What does it sound like? The same case of the father. If I would have known that my father was amongst you, I would have said all of you are Asur and my father's Mutar. What's the problem here? So if you look at the Mefaresh, it's the one of the last Mefaresh. He says, "Dehainu dumia de kulchem asurin chutz me'aba va'afilo hachi." What do we say over here? And even so, hitiro Rabbi Meir b'chol abet salim. Rabbi Meir permitted the guy to eat all onions. This is a kashya. Why? V'kashya ben l'rabba ben l'rava. This is difficult, whether according to Rabba or according to Rava. Why? De'ilu l'rabba. If you go according to Rabba, Bekulchem lo pligi de asur. He says that everyone agrees that it's asur. Vehacha kasharei Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir over here is saying that it's permitted. Hecha damar bekulchem. If you would have said bekulchem, so if it's bekulchem, everyone agrees that it's asur according to Rabba. So therefore, how can Rabbi Meir permit it? Ule Rava kasher. According to Rava, it's difficult. Also, the amar that he says bekulchem pligi, that they are arguing on the case of kulchem, and it's and you can assume that the Beit Shammai, the Asrei Beit Shammai is of the opinion that says it's actually Asur. So what would you say? Savri like Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Meir, as we brought in the previous previous amud, that we said that he holds like Rabbi Meir, who says, Damar tfos lashon rishon. You grab the first lashon, the first words that he says. So if he holds like Rabbi Meir is permitting it here. Beit Shammai is the one who says it's asur. So both Rava and Rabba would not make sense over here, according to this baraita, if that's exactly what the meaning is of what he would have said. So the Gemara says that's not what he would have said. Lo. He wouldn't have said everyone is asur except for that onion. All of the onions are asur except for that one. Lo, but Omer, he would have said, Ilu ha'iti yodea, if I would have known, sha'kufri yafel alev, that the kufri onion is good for the heart, I would have said, ha'iti Omer, batsal ploni uploni asurin. I would have said these specific onions are asur, the kufri mutar, and the kufri is permitted. So I wouldn't have said the general. I would have said the specific. And now this changes the whole ballgame. Rabba said everyone agrees it's asur when you say the general. When everyone's asur except for my father. Now we're talking about specific. And now he says, V'Rabbi Meir, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Meir now is going according to Rabbi Akiva. V'Aliba de Rabbanan. And according to Rabbanan. How so? In the Shita of Rava. So let's see the Ran. There's a very long Ran over here. It's towards the bottom of the page. ATV Ravada Rava. Yeah, the contradiction on Rava. So the Gemara says, the Ran says, Kilomar. Vekashya la Rava. It's kasha for Rava. De Amar b'ma'amid pligi. He says in the case of Ma'amid where you don't change your word, that's where they're arguing. Umoke Beit Shammai k'Rabbi Meir, and he establishes Beit Shammai like Rabbi Meir. If Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir, you can assume Rabbi Meir also holds like Beit Shammai. The Aviv Mutar, Vekulan Asurin, that the father is permitted and everyone else is Asur. Vekan Hitir Rabbi Meir, Kola Betzalim, but over here Rabbi Meir permitted all onions, right, not just the Kufri. So Vekol Shek and the Kashi Rabba, and how much more so this is difficult than the opinion of Rabba. The Amar, that he says, the Ma'amid Divir HaKol Kulhon Asurin, that in a case where you don't change our words, you say everyone's Asur except for the father. So in that case, he holds that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both say everyone is asur, but over here Aviv Mutar and the father is permitted. But over here the Imken Rabbi Meir Shehitir Kol Betzalim, Rabbi Meir who permitted all the onions, the Amar Keman, who does he hold like? Who does Rabbi Meir hold like? Ella the Mishum the Hachmat Nitin Tani Rabbi Meir Behedya. That Mishnah taught Rabbi Meir explicitly. The Ravahu the Adkarer. Rava is the one who mentioned Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir. So actually the Rava, this is a Kushyan Rava, and he says Ubedinhu. It makes sense. It makes sense that Beit Shammai would hold like Rabbi Meir. Aval Rabbi Meir lo svir like vatayhu. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold like Beit Shammai. Rabbi Meir doesn't hold like Beit Shammai. Elak Beit Hillel holds like Beit Hillel. Va'afilu b'ma'amid sharen. Even in a case where you keep your word, you don't change the word, it's permitted. Dinahi say that the Amar Rabbi Meir tfos lashon rishon. You can grab the first words that he says. Hane mile. That's only keshesoter ze etze ke ola ushlamim. If a person contradicts himself, like he says ola first and then he changes his words to shlamim, so you take his first words. Aval b'she'eno soter. If he doesn't contradict himself, be'omer chutz min abba. If he just says except for my father, so svirale de bigmar dvarav adam nitfas. He would agree that a person is grabbed on his last words. Ela the lefum ta'ame the makshe, according to the one who's asking the kushya, the mokir Rabbi Meir ke Beit Shammai, that he thinks Rabbi Meir holds like Beit Shammai, mitaretz la the la v'ma'amidhi. We're talking about a case where it's not talking about you keep it the same way. Rather, if the guy would have known his father was here, he would have changed his words and he would have said something different. Ela v'mishane, according to Rabba, le Rabba it's mishane. Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir would go aliba Rabbi Akiva, would go according to Rabbi Akiva. The Ha Rabba lo svir like the Beit Shammai, Rabbi Meir. Rabba is not of the opinion that Beit Shammai holds like Rabbi Meir. Hilkach, so what can we say? Matsina la okme la Rabbi Meir, aliba de Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabba, we can say that Rabbi Meir is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. That he says that once one person is permitted, everyone is permitted. All the onions are permitted. Ula Rava, according to Rava, that he says, the Amar de mehapech dvarav, that we're talking about a case where he changes his words, he says, no, you are a sur. Divrei hakol mutar. Everyone would agree that it's mutar over there. Ka'e Rabbi Meir, kedivrei hakol. Rabbi Meir would agree both according to Rabbi Akiva and according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. He would agree according to both of them. So according to Rava, Rabbi Meir would hold like both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. According to Rabba, Rabbi Meir would only hold like Rabbi Akiva. And that's essentially how we would understand this Gemara, that it's not a contradiction. It's not talking about a case where he says that everyone is Asur. Rather, it's talking about a case where he says that if I would have known this Kufri onion is good, I would have said that you this onion, that onion, this onion are Asur, but the Kufri is Mutar. Specific. Now look at the Mefaresh. The Hainu, the last Mefaresh, I know Ploni Uploni, this person and that person. That's why Rabbi Meir permits it. V'hainu de Rava, de Amar Ploni Uploni, de V'rakol Mutar. Rava's of the opinion, if you remember yesterday, we said Rava says that everyone, or we really went over it today, everyone holds in a case where he says this person and that person and this person and that person, Asur and this person and the father is Mutar. He holds the Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both say everyone is Mutar. So he holds that both in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva and in Rabbanan, and no matter what, everyone is Mutar. That's how Rabbi Meir would work with both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. Right, that's what Rabbi Farash says. The Rabbi Meir, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, Aliba de Rabbanan, Kasharek. He holds that both of them. Kolomar, Aliba, the Divrei HaKol, according to everyone, the Had Divrei HaKol Mutar, Vetarvayu Garis Amora. Okay, so the Mefarash explains essentially what the Gemara is saying, that it's going according to Rava. According to Rava, Rabbi Meir would hold both the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, that in this case where he says that this and that one and this one and this one are Asur, and this is my father's really Mutar, he changes his neder altogether, so he's Mevatel the neder. And therefore, the neder doesn't count, and everyone is permitted, according to Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Whereas according to Rabbah, if he specifies this person and that person, that person, that's where the Machloket would apply. And really, according to Beit Hillel, which is Rabbi Akiva's Shita, that only according to them would everyone be Mutar, but according to Beit Shammai would not, according to Rabbah. So that's the machlok between Rabbah and Rava, and we stopped there for today. We do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud. We started on the Daf. We started on Kavav and Aleph. We recapped on the machlok between Rabbah and Rava, and essentially we had a couple contradictions in the opinion of Rava, and we tried to solve those contradictions. And essentially, what we did today was trying to see how Rava works with the lashonot of our Mishnah. And when we got to the Amud Bet, we kind of got to a case where we said that, how would Rava work in this case of if a person comes and says that I'm taking a neder from onions if they're bad for the heart, and he finds out there's a kufri onion that's good for the heart? So what would he do then? So the Gemara is saying, because of one onion, so all of them would become permitted. So this sounded like a contradiction on both Rava and Rava. If he says that all of your asur except for one, that Rava would say that everything is Asur. Rava would say that's where the Machloket applies, and we hold like Beit Shammai, which is Asur. Whereas over here, Rabbi Meir said all the onions are permitted. So we changed it, and we said, no, what it's really talking about over here is talking about a case where the guy says, if I would have known that the Kufri onion is good from the heart, I would have said that you, this onion, that onion, this onion are forbidden, but the Kufri onion is permitted, specific, and so therefore, both Rava and Rava would work. Rabbi Meir would say everything is permitted according to Rava, who says that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan would agree that everything is permitted in that case, because he specified. Whereas Rabbah would say that only according to Rabbi Akiva, it would be permitted on all grounds. Whereas according to the Beit Shammai, according to the Rabbanan, it would not be permitted on all grounds. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.